So this morning, we just allow ourselves to arrive in the sense of feeling your physical body present on the chair, so feeling the sitting bones. And then being aware of your spine and perhaps very gently rocking on your sitting bones to just check whether your spine is reasonably upright. And if it's manageable, if you can do this reasonably comfortably, just allow yourself to find the most upright position for the spine. And then allow yourself to feel your feet on the floor, the sensation of how it feels, a carpet sock. Taking time to notice whether you are more aware of the big toe or the little toe or the heel. Taking time to notice whether you're sort of pulling away from the floor or the chair. So it's really easy to pull back into yourself and just really consciously letting your weight of the leg drop into the foot and into the floor. And then allowing yourself to be aware of your breathing. Notice whether you were breathing shallowly or deeply. And again, if you can, comfortably lengthen your out-breath a little bit so that you encourage the in-breath without stress. And perhaps you might find it easier to think about breathing into the back of the lower ribs. And if you needed to, you can always use your hands to put them there to feel. We're so often told to notice ourselves, and yet, because we don't necessarily know our anatomy very well, we don't always know what we're doing. So this is about gently extending your boundaries, gently increasing your awareness. And the accent is really on gentle. It's about doing what we can and possibly a little more, and not setting ourselves impossible goals that we can't reach and then being cross. So take a moment to notice your shoulders and the weight of your arms. If you've got your palms down on your legs, really allow yourself to let the weight of the arm fall into the hand and let the hand open to meet the leg. We use our hands in a clenched position so much of the time that very often we've forgotten actually how to really soften and open the hands. And as hands are where we give and receive, it's also possible that we might have lost the art of relaxed giving and receiving. So often our bodies mirror our minds. And just going up the neck, allowing yourself to realize that you have the strength of the spine going up into the neck. And even though the neck is carrying the head, I have a picture in my head of the African women who carry enormous weights on the top of their heads because they have such easy balance. that the weight of the burden goes straight down through the column of the spine. So if we allow ourselves to find a way to balance the head on top of the spine so that it puts less strain on the neck muscles and shoulder muscles. And then you can allow yourselves to make contact with your latissimus dorsi, which is the enormous wing-like muscle that comes up out of the sacrum and spreads out to around the shoulder blades and actually attaches into the top of your arm. Getting that sense of that movement, that direction of up and out in that wing span of support for the back. And then we come back to the spine and just allow that spine to have the sense of sap rising. So that the jaw can relax. You can feel the space in the front of the face, space between the eyes, space between the ears. Space between the front and the back of the forehead and the back of your head. And reconnecting to the breath as you connect to that extra space in the head and see if you can find extra space in the breath. And from this place of being self-aware, very gently again, see if you can take your attention to your edges, to the boundaries of your skin. And then very slowly, see if you can take them further out your attention. Allow yourself to be aware of any sensations, or be aware that you might not have any. So first of all, just going about an inch beyond the skin and just allow yourself almost to expand into that additional space around you. And then slowly, just take your attention further out if you can, with the intention of meeting those in the room. So being aware of the others in the room and the support. And going further out into the room and beyond, so you become aware of the sound of the piano practice, the creaks in the room, and the light outside that has already changed whilst we've been sitting here. And slowly bringing back your attention, focus yourself on the center of the chest. I'd like you just to spend a minute or so being in contact with this word gentle, gentleness. What does it mean to be gentle with yourself? What does it mean to be gentle with others? And what is it that we equate with the word gentleness? Do we subliminally think of it as being weak? Or do we recognize the strength? So for just being quiet for a minute or so. And when you're ready, allow yourself to just stay with the word gentleness and very gently run your attention through your body. And you can start above the head and come into the head. What does it mean, gentleness around the head? Gentleness in your thinking. Gentleness in your jaw, and gentleness in your determination. And you can bring coming down into the body, into the gentleness of breath, and gentleness of feeling to yourself and to others. And just gentleness of being here, on this earth, in this room. What difference would it make to your day and to your week to be gentle? And when you're ready, you can bring your attention back into the room.